In with breaking news from the US, the White House says it's releasing 50 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserves. It's part of a coordinated effort with several nations to curb soaring fuel prices. The Biden administration has come under increasing pressure to act. Petrol prices have more than doubled compared to a year ago. China, India, South Korea, Japan and the UK are also releasing oil from their reserves. Live to our White House correspondent Kimberly Halkett for more on this. Kimberly, why has the president made this announcement now?
It has a lot to do with the American holiday season and the fact that the American Thanksgiving is already underway in terms of the festivities. This is an annual holiday in the U.S. that pre the pandemic would see people drive to visit family members great distances and really is the peak travel season in the United States. And as a result, given the fact that those numbers of travelers are now back up to where they were before the pandemic, a lot of Americans not very happy about the high gas prices that they're paying. In California, as much as $5 a gallon. Here in the Washington, D.C. area, closer to $4. And that is particularly high and hard for a lot of working class Americans whose wages have not kept up with the inflation that they're experiencing. So the U.S. president concerned about that. He's got low approval rating numbers right now. And it's not just energy prices, but the price of food and other items that are also hard for Americans, given the rise in inflation. So this is as much a political move as it is an issue of supply and concerns about the prices as a result of those shortages.
And the question, of course, is whether it will work.
Yeah, and that's the big debate. Now, what the White House is banking on is the fact that this is being done in coordination with other countries, and that could mitigate what some are concerned is potentially going to be just a short-term reduction in prices, but that ultimately could lead to higher prices. That is what the naysayers are saying is going to happen in all of this, but the White House is really counting on the fact that this is something that is being done in coordination with other nations, as you reported. And we should point out very quickly that the strategic petroleum reserves are typically released for things like natural disaster or other sorts of issues, not usually to alleviate prices as the president is doing right now. It's about a one-month supply, and this is a bit of a gamble for the president. But in consultation with his team, he believes it will work because he believes this is a situation created not because of policy, but because of the pandemic. We're going to wait to hear from the president. He's going to be speaking in the coming hours about this, where he's going to make his case to the American people.
Kimberly, thank you for that. Kimberly Halkett, live for us there at the White House. Well, earlier I spoke to Rudy Baroudi, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Energy and Environment Holding. He says the coordinated move will bring some level of stability to oil prices.
Basically, President Biden's decision to start releasing from the SPR is a very good move, and it is one of the strongest moves to dampen inflation threat. If OPEC Plus and the Saudis were not willing to increase their production, President Biden had three choices. One is to ask U.S. shale industry to start boosting their production. This is one. To use some of the strategic petroleum reserves that are around 714, 715 million barrels. So what they have released now is around 7. And if this is accompanied by India, China, Korea, that is going to give a major stability to the oil prices and will give the level of oil prices to an economical, sustainable way, especially after what we have seen in the COVID time.